Closely what we can on Nas, and then we want to move over to Harshaw. Harshaw gave you things to look at, correct?
Yeah.
We've shown him here, we've shown him there. Meaning about the comma. I'm not saying we've shown him here, we've shown him there, we've shown him everywhere, but these are the, I'd say, we've shown him here on Lamed Gimel, including the Ramban and the Rajba. Rashi tells us Ramban and Rajba at least, and as I say, the we've shown him above a comma, the Balamar. Lachamos, if you could pick up the Raibid again, Tzmim Deim, either directly or through the Tshuvas HaRaibid, Kapach edition, I forget which one it is, might be Sama. No, it's not, the Sama Aleph is the Tzmim Deim. If you have trouble finding it, let me know. Also, the Likutei Rishonim has it. And of course, you know, look up the Rambam in the Hoshluchin. And we did some, you know, aspects of Harsha already when we talked about, you know, the Antler issue. And we talked about the Rambam and the Rambam and the Tshuva, so, you know, we're a little bit ahead of the game, hopefully. But, and again, also the Mordechai or the Ravon. There's a separate simon in the Ravon. I forgot to bring my thing, so I'll try to get it to you tomorrow, the number exactly. The Mordechai quotes the pretty much faithfully the Ravon. What happens if the Marsha dies, right? Can the Mursha continue with his Harsha, Shlichos? La'achar misasim, right? So, what about, you know, being fired? These are all sorts of interesting questions. Again, we'll try not to get too enmeshed with it, but at least, you know, some of the basic things we should, of course, talk about. But first, we want to finish discussing Knas, which is a massive topic. Again, we're trying not to be exhausted, but just in addition to what we already seen, what we're going to discuss today, if we don't get to it today. So just to add, because I wanted to, since it's all connected to the critical role of Hodah, obviously, I mean, the way that our Gemara formulates the suffix regarding Shavuos HaEdus is very much zeroing in on the din of Moda Miftar. Again, so we have suggested three ways to read the Gemara, which I think are very clearly substantiated in the Rishonim, and have each one has very important implications. You know, either that the Gemara's Suffolk is about the nature of Knas, or that the Gemara's Suffolk is about the requirements of Shavuos HaEdus, or that this again has to do with the relationship between, I guess, the Edus and the Edus itself, and whether that is in any way effective. I'll get to that in just a second. The Rambam Shita, the impact of Shtikas HaChayav on the Edus itself, these three perspectives. But clearly the way the Gemara formulates the question has a lot to do with the problem of Moda Miftar. That's the single most salient, distinctive, in other words, characteristic of Knossos is the din of Asher Arshiyan Elohim Veloha Marshiyas Atzma. That's, you know, that's the single most obvious point to zero in on and talk about the distinction between Knas and Mamon. So in our Gemara, as well as in the Gemara which we'll talk about soon in Ksubas, you know, it's clear that we're weighing what, you know, what that means and how narrowly or broadly to understand it. So partly the question, of course, as we've already touched on, you know, is whether or not it's, you know, a ptur, a poter. Again, Rav Lazar Bab Shimon is very helpful for understanding all that. How do we understand this p'tur and what are the conditions that it applies and so on? But we're also interested in the bigger question, and that is whether or not it's contained, basically. You know, it's mitzum in that respect, meaning what are its implications, and is it contained to cases where there actually is hodah, or even cases where, you know, there's no possibility of hodah. The fact that the category, right, allows for hodah characterizes it as being distinctive. This is exactly, you know, the issue, the kind of issues that we're interested in. So it stands to reason that anything connected with the scope of the din of Modo Miftar, you know, whether it's, you know, starting from the Tanoim and Amoraim, you know, to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, when it applies and when it doesn't, is going to be fair game, or is going to be relevant, even better way to say it, you know, to this question, whether or not the possibility of Modo Miftar, you know, both befoal when it could apply, and even when it can't apply, is going to, you know, have like outsized repercussions, you know, for other dina. So having said that, we've seen a bunch of things, and we're going to see some today that I told you to look at. I don't want to go through all of Knossos, as I say, but there are things that are other things that are relevant, and since we're already doing it, we'll just take another couple of minutes. So Natan brought to my attention the very famous, two famous discussions of the Knossos and the Sivas, which are worth looking at. If we can get them in today, we will, and if not, maybe, you know, you'll look at them because they're very, very important. One is in Simin Lamed, Sif Katan Dalid, both the Ksos and Sivas, and again the Meshuvim and the Sivos. And again, you know, that's a very critical discussion, the question of Eidus Miuchedes in Knossos. Again, we know about Eidus Miuchedes in Mammon, and we know about Eidus Miuchedes in Knossos. And then we know it's a question about Ishus. So we'll get back to that. We've touched it already. We're going to get back to it. We talk about Eidus Umdana, which is coming up. But what about Knossos? So obviously this goes to the question of how you look at, you know, Knossos as a category. The more we think that Knossos is like Mammon, you know, especially in light of the issues and the language of the Rishonim and Arso Givach Vosa Eidus, right, the more, you know, unless there are some extraneous factors, it should be treated like Eidus Mammon. And the more we think that Knossos is some new creation, that there really is no correspondence, that it really isn't Mammon, you know, the more it may look like other things. So that's a big discussion. That's a very important discussion. The other one that Natan also brought to my attention was the one about, you know, the question of Hodah itself, whether Hodah in one Bezdin has impact on Hodah in another Bezdin. Let's say you have a Din Torah that takes place across two Batei Dinim. And the truth is that it might matter why that happens, although the Ksosis and Asivis' discussion kind of, you know, glosses over that. But let's say, for whatever reason, let's say you start at one Bezdin, and, you know, you don't get a Gemar Din, or you do get a Gemar Din, and then you move to, for some reason, the venue moves to some other Bezdin. You know, what is the impact of, let's say, Hodah Espaldin in one Bezdin to another, or lack of Hodah Espaldin in one Bezdin, you know, to another? The case that they more specifically speak about, it's a Meruba case, is the case of, you know, Dalad Behei Velo Chatzi Dalad Behei. You know, so, in Tavach HaMachar, in other words. So, well, let's say you have two Shutfim, they steal from two, that's the case that they're really talking about there, it starts the discussion. Let's say you stole from two Shutfim, something that was owned by two Shutfim, you were moda to one in one Bezdin, and you were kofer to the other in another. Let's say the Bez, for whatever reason, they, you know, this Din Torah, you know, took place in two Batidi. You know, one for one Baldavar and the other for another Baldavar. So, what is the halacha in that case? So that's a discussion between the Ksos and the Sivas, but it ends up being an important discussion, again, about the scope and the way that we look at Moda Biknas being Potter, which is at the core of what we're talking about here in Shvuasa Bikadon and in Ksubas. So part of that also, which they do bring in, is the, I wasn't going to discuss this there, but since it, you know, just might as well a little bit, just take another couple of minutes, the Ramban and the Ravid, I think I alluded to it already, in the end of Eilon Iris. The Ramban and Ravid ben Eilon Iris discuss several things. One is the question of, you know, Bizman Hazeh, like, which is a big issue in the Shulchan Aruch, both in Simen Aleph, right in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. It's a big discussion. And in Simen Shin Nun, when the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether it should discuss the problem of Kefel, you know, in Geneva. Because after all, it's a knas. And unlike the Rambam, right, which is, a timeless, intended to be the representation of all of Torah Shebaal Peh, a timeless work, you know. So the Shulchan Aruch was, much more focused in its goal. So it was really meant to be a practical code. So that's why we don't have, many topics in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have any kachim practically or taharos. And we have some zroim, but again, what's deemed to be more lemaisa. So should the Shulchan Aruch talk about knossos or not? What's the din of tvisa in knossos, basically? And is there any aspect of moda biknas? So this goes to the Rishonim already, the Rosh and the Ramah, and a little bit that, you know, Ramban and the Ravid. Obviously, it's very relevant, you know, to us, because we were trying to figure out, you know, how exotic is the chi? What do you need to be mechayev knossos? The more you think that knossos, again, is a mechayev, you know, creation of Bezdin or of Edim, but doesn't really correspond to the action, that either what I call the trigger action, so then, you know, it might not apply for in different eras. Maybe you need, you know, Bezdin, Mumchim, Smuchim, and so on. So what about Tfisa b'zman hazeh? What about Hodah b'zman hazeh? What about Hodah itself, which is Poter? Does it have to be in front of a Bezdin Mumchim? Or any Bezdin will do, right? So these are kind of some of the issues that are very, you know, quickly taken up by the Ravid and the Ramban, and then much, much more extensively, you know, by the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, again, I don't want to take too much time, but since we've done a bit, you know, or you know, we're into the questions, we understand their significance, so, you know, it's probably easier just to at least relate a few more famous things. Regarding the question of two batei din or multiple batei din, I believe is also, I just have to check the, I think it's in Bavas, in, sorry, in, in Bava Kamma. I think Tosrin in Bava Kamma, also on Ayin Hei, has a very famous piece about that as well. I mean, the question of multiple batei din. But these are all very nuanced questions, but very much related to the issues that we are exploring. So just we'll just look a little bit more at them as we go forward. So just going back now, for now, just to finish off what we've already done. So again, we had these three Mahalchim in the Sugya. I think we spent a lot of time on Rashi and the Rimigash and the Rambam. Just another comment or final, I think I forgot to bring my Rambam, a final comment just in response to something that Asher had mentioned to me after this year. You have the language with you? You know, the Rambam, you know, seems to be very repetitive. Perek Tes, Sifl Shavuos, Halacha Daled. Right? He, you know, he gives his explanation that, you know, the Edom are not exclusively responsible for the Knas, and that is the reason why, you know, there's no Korban Shavuos Eidos. And then he adds another line in the end, right? Do you have the, do you have what? Go ahead. Again, one more time. Hoil. Yeah, so what does he mean by adding that line when he already said previously what he said, right? So, I thought, number one, that the Rambam understood that his interpretation in the Sugya is Mechudash. Again, he seemed to have been avoiding Rashi and the Rimigash, I think. And maybe for good reason, we'll see. Either because he disagrees or because he felt that it's inadequate to say that. In other words, for Rashi and for the Rimigash, especially as we show the Lumigash is very Lashitoso in all these issues, the, and that's his pshat in Goreim and Goreim Legoreim as well, everything is about Shem Mamon, you know, the formalism, and for the Rimigash in general, the idea that Shuas Eidos, again, the Choshem Mishpat part is kind of downplayed, it's a form of Shuas Bitui, you know, so, but for the Rambam, we know it isn't exactly the case, and I've been trying to make the case all year round that even a little bit against Reb Chaim, that even when it comes to Shuas HaPikadon, Shuas HaEdos is way more, you know, Choshen Mishpat oriented. We've seen numerous examples of that. We've also seen how he then, you know, given the background of the influence of Rimigash, you know, he'll take the Rimigash, you know, and he'll just adapt it for his own purposes. That's what he did in Chapeh, that's what he did in Lamed Aleph with the Amens and all of that. I mean, he's working off of insights of the Rimigash, but, you know, then, you know, integrating them and formulating them, you know, totally, you know, according to his own global understanding of everything, which is very inspiring, right? That's what the Rishonim should do based on their understanding. It's a great example of, again, the Sora and Chiddush, frankly. I mean, you just can't get better examples than the... People talk about it a lot, but you really see it, Maisim Shebachol Yom, in the process as it unfolds in the different, you know, levels and strata of the Rishonim. So the Rambam and the Rivagash is a great, great example of that. Anyways, so on the one hand, you could just be not, you know, accepting of that view. You know, l'shitaso, that, you know, he doesn't think that the shame, you know, mammon is what's so important. The fo'al part is a lot, plays a lot greater role, you know, for the Rambam than it does for others. Or he might just think that that factor alone wouldn't be enough. That either he thinks it's wrong, and, you know, that is, you know, something that has to do with his general view of knossos not being as gemar din oriented. Both things, you know, his Shuas Eidos view and his view about gemar din generally, which is something we alluded to, we'll get to a little bit more clearly in Perek Beis, Hilchos Gneiva, and some other psalkim that we'll see next year. Or, as I say, he may have just felt it was inadequate. In other words, it might be true. Now, how can it be true if the gemar din part isn't true? Well, because the gemar din part, even if it's not fully true, is partially true, meaning gemar din certainly does play a more active role in knossos than in other things. But even otherwise, as we noted, there's an interesting question to raise, and that is, what is the relationship between two questions in knossos? Again, I mentioned this already. One is, you know, what role does gemar din play? And prior to gemar din, what is there? That's one question. That's a very big and clear question in numerous sugyas of knossos. Then there's a second question, which intuitively very strongly linked to it, but also could be separated from it, and that is, you know, knossos have a shame knas or shame mammon, right? Obviously, the more you think that, you know, knossos are different from mammon and that the trigger action doesn't, you know, generate them, the easier it is to explain that this isn't ever a chiyuv mammon, it's a chiyuv knas or a chiyuv, you know, chadash or a chiyuv davar acher, to use the language of the Rimigash. But that's not mukhrach. Right, so it could be though that the, you know, you could be machalic in either direction. You might think that you need gemar din, you know, but once you have gemar din, this is a chiyuv mammon. You might think that the gemar din isn't such a big deal, but it's still a shame knas and not a shame mammon. That's even easier to say. So maybe that's what the Rambam meant, and that's why the v'chein diuk of the previous halacha with shuas ha'pikadon is still important. But either way, the Rambam understood, this is the bigger point I'm trying to make, the Rambam understood that what he was saying was different from, again, what the Rivagash said. He didn't know Rashi, but what others were saying, which is that this whole sugya is about the shame mammon, etc. So he needed to build up this skiddish that, you know, that somehow the Edom themselves are inadequate, you know, in principle at least, inadequate, to be the exclusive source of this problem, and that is a Shavuos Eidos requirement. And that, in other words, it isn't just that he's turning his back on these other Perushim, it's that he is offering a very novel one of his own. So I think that alone would justify the repetition, but I think it's more than that. The Rambam wanted you to know, in his emphasis in the repetition, don't think that the reason why Moda B'Knas is Patur is because, or only because, the Hodah is a poter, something we'll talk more about, you should know that in addition to that, it also establishes something else, and that is that Edim are always only a part of the Mechayiv of Knossos. And that's what I think that second line is saying. Don't think that it's only Lemaisa that Shtikas Ha Baldavar, right, is a factor here, because it's more than that. It's Ein Moil Eidos Biknas Beli Hakchoshas or Ishtikas, whichever one you want to say, you know, Ha Baldavar. So the Rambam is telling you that, you know, you should just know that this spills over. This is a Hilchos Eidos Knas Halakha, right, in addition to being a din in Hodah Biknas, which is Poteris. That, I think, is very important. I think it's an important hara, but why he repeats that line after seemingly already said what he said, but I think that's what he's saying. Don't think that I'm describing, you know, what happens, but that's not the lumdus. You should know it is the lumdus, and therefore that's what's koveya, or that's what determines for the Shavuos Eidos issue. Okay, so basically this left us to the point of having these three interpretations and then going through the Shakavatari, the Sugga, which we did, right? Thanks to Dani. And seeing them. Then I think the last thing that we were discussing was, you know, going a giant step further with all of this. And that is the Ramban's suggestion that maybe the Safek in the Gemara, or you have to at least weigh whether the Safek in the Gemara about whether Shua's Eidus applies to Knossos is not only Lifte Gemar Din, but even La'achar Gemar Din. And of course, that is a huge that's a huge leap. Yeah.
Is he ever suggesting that the Gemara in Lamed Gimel was Achar Gemar Din, or only the Gemara in Lamed Dalet?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Seems pretty difficult to read the Sugga in Lamed Gimel.
Why?
Talked about it. There was no Hadar. There can't be Hadar.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I thought if that, because that's what still what characterizes Knossos. I think that's how you would have. I'm not sure. But you have the language there in front of you?
The Ramban?
Yeah. I'm not sure about it. It doesn't really matter so much, frankly, because I think that the question independently is just fascinating. It's fascinating in Shuas HaPikadon, and it's fascinating in Shuas HaEidus. Whether it fits into the... how I think it's better even if it fits into Lamed Gimel. Again, the way you'd read the language would be... one second. Kim di ilu moda miftar lav mamona kakafale odil mahashtami alo odi. I don't have any trouble reading it that way at all.
Yeah.
Meaning, since there is a din of Moda Miftar, so that always characterizes Knossos.
Even after Gemar Din, there's no more opportunity.
Even after Gemar Din, because it's still show. I mean, from a Rambam point of view, that's certainly the case. You know, in terms of Shem Knas remaining different than Shem Mamon,
so
you know, it's all whatever. Or no, Mia Hashtel Odi can understand one of two ways.
You can't be Moda anymore. So
you can't be Moda anymore, so at this point it turns into Mamon.
Or even before.
Or even before, you know, right. The fact that if you don't, you don't. It's only a Ptur or a Poter at most, but it's never a characterizer of the Shem Mamon.
Right.
What is it clear from the language, German? I thought he was retrojecting.
His question.
I mean, the Gemara, remember, is talking about
Eide Knas. Doesn't say
right. Right. Okay. I agree. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
And Achanan Lakashi answers that Gemara because it says the Rabbanon Prate. Fine. The Hevi Odeh Shezeh Knas Shechiyeh Bor Bieliezer Kegon Sheamad Bedin. Aval Lo Amad Bedin the Koli Amad Pater. The Halav Kofer Moment Hu the Imo Dele Nami Pater. So I thought he was saying we're machir the Gemara on Lamed Gimel as your pater, and now so they have this machloket. That's only if
could be. It's not clear. You think it's clear? No.
No.
Yeah. I prefer it the other way, just because I think it's more. I have to admit that I like the, you know, the characterizing point with the Moda B'Knas, but I can't. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I think it's a good question that you're asking. It's a good question. Of course, what's interesting is that at this point, the Ramban is saying that, you know, that Lifnei is not even a question.
Right.
But Lifnei is not a question because of the Shem Mamon, or Lifnei is not a question because they're still lacking Befoal, you know, or you still have the Rambam factor, or whatever it is. That I'm not sure. Okay. Either way, the idea of the Ramban, and the Ramban has two deists going forward, maybe this is or maybe it isn't true. Go ahead, keep going.
Yes, Lafarish. Hadaminon Hachal Rabbi Eliezer Chayev Rabbi Akiva Potter. Lav Mishem de Gamino Mepikadon. De Hasam Shiny de Kfiras Dvarim de Almahu. The Modele Miftar. Aval Hachal de also Mesade Chayev. Rabbi Eliezer Chayavin de Gamar Mepikadon de Tvias Maman Beyeshlo Chayev. Ella de Rabbi Akiva Potter Mishem de Chsev Meila. Aval Gabi Pikadon Efshad im Omad Bedin Chayev Lukoy Alma. The Efshad de Potter Rabbi Eliezer Kirb Shem in the Kitama de Mefarish Hasam Exubos. Bechitema came into Patrina and Hasam Nami, Afilu Omad Bedin, the Emo de Chayiv, Gabe Edema my Chayiv, Shani Hasam, the Kavan de Ikro Knas, the Emo de Miftar, Ki Omad Bedin Nami Patrachmana, Abel Gabe Edema Filu be Ikro Nami Mechayiv, Ul Rabbi Akiva Nami Lake of the Migmar, Leha Milsa Mipikadon, and Mishamachi Estrich Lame Ela.
So what's he saying there? So 2 days whether or not the Suffolk of the Gemara really. Of Inksuvis, right, is applicable, whether what we say Inksuvis is applicable to Shuas Eidos, or whether you can be Bechalik between Shuas Eidos and Shuas Pikado, correct?
I had a very hard time with this one, but I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay. that's basically what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
Right. So let's talk about the Sugya Inksuvis for a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll just also spend a couple of minutes. How many people have gone through the Gemara, the Shakavatari there? A lot of people or a little people?
Everyone's just worried if we say yad and Rabbi will call us to read.
What?
Everyone's worried if we say yad and Rabbi will call us to read.
Well, not everybody likes that. Right? So, I hear that. Okay. So the Gemara there is very fascinating. The Gemara there certainly has a suffix. In other words, if you wanted a good parallel to our suga about characterizing knossos, right, the suga in Ksuvas is a great candidate. But it's very hard to read the Gemara in Ksuvas according to the Rishonim. Maybe we'll be able to do it for a couple of minutes on Tuesday if we don't have... I'm just going to talk about background for some of the issues of Gemara Din first, because that hopefully everybody saw. But... what's the basic idea? Let's get the... Micha, go ahead. You know, they have this famous story. I'm just trying to remember who the guy was.
And the Rav Shira, he said he wasn't there and the Rav told him to read.
Right, but it's like my father told me the same story about Rav Shatskis, when he was in the first year of Rav Shatskis. So I don't know if it's, you know, like this happens all the time, but you know, yeah. Like you know, the story is that you know they that you know whoever it is, the Rebbe is, I guess the you know you can plug in the last name. So he said like you know who will read or something like that. You know, I guess the word sounds better in Yiddish. Yeah, Ellie. There, you know, it's like there's some there in there. There means who? You know, who's going to read? So the guy, so somebody from the back and says Mendel will read or something like that. And, you know, always volunteering somebody else or somebody who doesn't exist, I guess. You know, so, you know, the guy says, you know, well, you know, I don't know who Mendel is, but why don't you read? That's kind of the story. Anyway, so, but the, yeah. So, yeah. So what's the suffix of the Gemara Mem Beis? So what's the background of the Gemara? Because, again, these are just such strong parallels to our issue. And then it becomes interesting to... chart also the distinctions, right? The background is?
Sounds like the Ramban is saying, like, email like Adam. Because he says...
I mean, that's about in the original Gemara.
Yeah, because
so it goes back on the... Yeah. Okay, good. Go on, thank you. Okay. So what is this Mishnah?
Talking about
Narshin Spatta, right? Bushas Boshal. Yeah, good rinse very quickly.
And Narshin Spatta, Boshasu Kamu Knasa Shalvia, Betsar, Betfusa, Betfusa Amda,
Betfusa. That's, you know, Anusa. Yeah.
Amda Bedin, Anshal Mesa Av, Haran Shal Av, Mesa Av, Haran Shal Achen. We speak Alamo Bedin, Anshal Mesa Av, Harehen Shal Atma.
Okay, what is that din? So, of course, you have in this Mishnah very prominently. You know, the fact of Amad Bedin. Again, Amad Bedin and Gemar Din, let's hold off on for now. We're not going to get into that at the moment. Is it Gemar Din or Amad Bedin? Let's assume that they're similar for the moment. So what is this din of, what is this?
It's describing where the money goes for the payments.
Correct. It's a din of Ein Adam Morish Knas Bito Labanov. Correct? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're smiling because you're
so
excited about it. Okay, good. Right. In other words, what happens if the father dies too early, right? So again, somebody did this terrible deed, and there should be a chi of knas, and the question is, who's going to get the money? So if it's Amad Bedin, how does it go? If it's Amad Bedin, Amad Bedin ad shelo mei sa'av. Right, Harein Shel Av, Mei Sa'av goes to the brothers because they're the Arshim. But Lo Ispik Alamad Bidan Shem Mei Sa'av, Harein Shel Atzma. Why don't the brothers get it after Hashem the Arshim, the father? So apparently, Hamada Bedin is the Zman, according to the Mishnah, it seems like Hamada Bedin is the Zman that's Koveya Legabe Yerusha. Oop, that seems to be a very strong statement about Hamada Bedin in Knas, or about maybe it's a special din in Ein Adam Morish. Is it in a Morish Knas Labanov or in a Morish Knas Bito Labanov? Is that a special din? And if there is a special din of in a Morish Knas Bito Labanov, is that just Exeris HaKasuv? Right? Or is that because Knas Habas, you know, works maybe differently than some other Knasos? right? Why might Knasa Bas work differently than other Knossos? We talked about how, let's say, Kefel might be different, Del Dehay may be different. You know, it's like one of those things where everything is different. You know, what can you do? Shloshim Shalabed might be different. Palganizka Knossa may be different. You know, why should Knas of Ones Umefata possibly be different? What?
Like changes depending on how old she is.
Okay, that's number one. And number two, correct. And number two is also that there's Moshe Supagam alongside. I mean, there is Nezek here. So when you have a Knas, you know, in addition to the Nezek, right, you wonder, there are two ways you can go with that. If somehow the Knas is a different aspect of Nezek, for example, if you talk about, you know, there's Boshes, you know, side by side with Nezek, right? Okay, but, so that's an interesting question. There you might say these are just different forms of Nezek. I mean, there's physical Nezek, there's psychological Nezek, right? Bullying is a form of Nezek. That's, halacha was way up, you know, of shaming somebody, humiliating them, right? That's Nezek. So it's not just tsar, and it's not ripui, and it's not just sheves, right? So, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to figure out what's knas and what's not in the nezikin. And we talked, those of you here in Sanhedrin, we talked about it a lot. I have to talk about it next year a little bit also. But that's an interesting question. So when you have, like, you know, the, like in a behema, you know, you don't measure separately the nezek and the tsar and the sheves and the ripui. You know, you have to go to the veterinarian and you have to, you know, Bowser is going to not be able to bark, you know, for the next 2 weeks, you know, so, you know, you have to get somebody else to be, you know, the guard, you know, canine, you know, for the next few weeks. We don't do that. I mean, why? Because whatever, right? We don't specialize, let's say, Nezek, you know, when it comes to behemoth. When it comes to Adam, we do. That's a very, again, you know, very, I think it's definitely a Tzelem Elokim, you know, kind of halacha. And a conditions Israel kind of halacha, meaning this idea of specializing or separating the different forms of nezek. So is that what's going on when you have, let's say, boshes? You have boshes and pgam in the case of onus and mefata, and you also have knas. So that's also the same kind of idea, or no? It's not exactly the same because there you're talking about tsar, you're talking about ripu, you're talking about shev, you're talking about boshes. You can really identify. Maybe this is dafka, just knas. And if it is just knas, I don't mean that it's a small, it's a terrible thing, obviously, but the maybe the knas is more separate, more of a knas, and less of a maisa and a nezek. So when we talk about this Mishnah, about is there a special din of knas bito, you know, or it's maybe it's just shame knas bito, basically, and it's the father and the daughter. So the, you know, so this is a question. Okay, keep going. Omda bedinat shelo bagra, same idea. Harein shel av, meisav, harein shel achin. Lo speak alam bedinat shel bagra, harein shel atzma. Then you have Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say?
Lo speak the guy was at meisav, harein shel atzma.
Whoa, what is that?
Yeah, she gets to.
That's a big chiddush, seemingly, right? Reb Shimon, no.
Yeah.
It doesn't depend on him. Lo speak a ligvos at meisav. There's no Yerusha to the brothers, even after Gemar Din, as long as he didn't get the money, he didn't get the check in the mail. Right? If the check comes after he dies, then it's not subject to Yerusha, even though it's after Gemar Din. So Shimon, in the Mishnah here, is a discussion of Knas, at least Knas Habas, La'achar Gemar Din. Okay, that's amazing. That's extraordinary. Right? Agav, Tosas here. I don't want to go through the whole sugya, maybe we'll just do it very quickly. But just I want to get the highlights for now, just to get the basic idea. Tema, go ahead. Tanach Keknas. You saw this Tosa already, right?
I'm not Kirish's Lael.
I was going to say. Oh, you didn't? I was going to say. You saw this Tosa?
I'm not sure. I don't think I saw that.
You're taking the fifth.
What? Yeah. I should have done before.
I was going to say, you saw this Tosa and you didn't see that massive you know, Tosa on Lamed Chasam at Beif?
No.
that stupendously large.
It's so enticing.
Right. It's just like it's, you know, right? I say it's not so large. Yeah, I mean, it's substantial. There's a bigger one in Bava Kamma, the parallel one. Yeah. So this is a very interesting why, because again, what is the relationship between Boshas and Pagam, right, and the Knas? And this idea that Boshas Pagam, which seems like regular Nezek, is somehow subsumed or connected partially, right, with the Knas of Ones Umefata with respect to the question of being Morish Lubana. Right? Once again, a very interesting issue. That massive Tosis on Lamed Ches of Beis discusses whether or not you could be b'chalek between either different knossos or different dinim, including korban shvuas apikadon, frankly. And that, again, the parallel Tosis in Bava Kamma and Daf Ayin Aleph, Bokar v'lo Chatzi Bokar, have very interesting shitos about distinguishing either between knossos or between, as I say, applications. In an Amar Shvuah Labanav, Shvuah Sapikadon, our Ramban is bringing us into the orbit of what about Shvuah Sa'edos? Okay. So I just want to talk, again, I don't want to do the whole sugya here, but I want to, so go ahead, very quickly in the Gemara, skip to Baimineh, Abayimei Rabba. So already you have this from Shimon, which is just spectacular, right? So what's with this? This is a suffix that the Ramban is referring to, and this is a spectacular thing. In other words, we're trying to figure out whether even la'achar hamada bedin, right, there would be a korban shvua sapikadon. Now, what's the din of moda biknas at this point? So this is a big discussion between Rashi and Ksuvis and this Tosis and the Girsa. Odima afagav damad bedin knasa hu moda biknas pator. This is a back and forth that this Tosis from Shimon and this Tosis Odilma. Tosis keeps going back and forth on this issue. What is the relationship between, basically, again, I don't want to, maybe we'll just do a quick, you know, when we finish, if we finish this, if we can't finish it today, we'll finish it Tuesday, maybe a little more extensively. But I just want to get the, like, the sewed in at least for now, and that is Einan Amorish Knas Labanov, or at least in Einan Amorish Knas Bita Labanov, if nothing more. Korban Shua Sapikadon, right? What is the relationship between those dinim and the din of Moda Biknas Chayv and Pator? Right, so Rashi assumes in the sugya throughout, like you know, that all these questions are with the assumption that we're dealing al hagmar, that lacha gmar din, no matter in this case, even in, you know, knas habas, then moda b'knas is chayiv. So you've eliminated that as an active factor, and yet there seems to be a question whether that's called morish knas, has a shame knas bito, a shame knas in general, or a shame knas bito more specifically. Again, that would, if it's dafka din in knas bito, and it's not because of a qualitatively different status in knas, but it's just a din in, you know, knas bito per se, fine. Then it's a different kind of halach. If it's a broader din in an amorish knas labanav, and this is just an example, and Rav Shimon is saying even lachar gemar din, that, you know, then what are we really saying? And especially according to Rashi and those Rishonim who say the mode of the knas at this point is certainly going to be chayev, which is vepashtus. So what we're really saying is that, you know, the fact that there could have been moda on stage one, right, is something that characterizes the shame knas, even lachar, and in its time, and the added assumption, even lachar gmardin. So that could be something that, you know, has implications for Yerusha. Is it mamon legabe Yerusha? And with regard to Shavuos HaPikadon, you know, are you chayiv? Because again, if it's Kodem HaGmona B'din, then, you know, then Shavuos HaPikadon is an easy out. There's no suffek like there is in Shavuos HaEdos. Why? As Tosis points out on Ardaf. Why, Adam? Right, that's what Tosis points out on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, right? That, you know, you can't learn from that sugya because... Because that's Kfiras Dorim B'Alma directly, meaning the whole point of Kfiras Shavuos HaPikadon is that the guy is accused of stealing, and he denies it, and he denies it in such a way that in this particular case it doesn't cost anybody anything. Because if he's going to be Modeh, he's going to be Patur. Right? So his Kfira is irrelevant, as opposed to the Chiyuv Shavuos HaEdos, where if they come to court and they testify, they're going to be Mechayiv because he wasn't being Modeh. So the difference between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdos and Kodem HaModeh B'Din, you know, Litovas, there being a problem in Shavuos HaEdos and no issue that for sure is Patur and Shavuos HaPikadon, that has nothing to do with the nature of Shavuos HaPikadon and the nature of Chiyuv Korban Shavuos HaEdos that we've been discussing all along. That has to do with admitted, right, acknowledged, you know, legal differences that have to do just technically with the cases. Right? Which is what Tosa says. So, the interesting thing is, and what about Shavuos HaPikadon La'achar? Ah. So everything flips in a way, because practically, pragmatically, we have this question about Shavuos HaEdos when Shavuos HaPikadon is a no-brainer. Then we have this Gemara, right, which is providing us with, you know, the flip opposite problem. The Gemara is mistopic about Shavuos HaPikadon La'achar Gemar Din. Right? How come they weren't mistopic about Shavuos HaEdos La'achar Gemar Din? Right? That's where the Ramban comes into play, because the Ramban seems to be saying in one day, they were. And then he's not even sure, you know, about the relationship between them. Will you say that Shavuos HaEdos is a problem even if Shavuos HaPikadon is not? Or are you going to say that Shavuos HaPikadon is a problem even if Shavuos HaEdos is not? In other words, the shame, in both cases, the same shame knas, if we're talking about the cases, right? No, we're just talking about the application. Is the shame knas versus the shame mammon, or some aspect of a lingering shame knas? Right? Is that a bigger problem for Shavuos HaEdos or for Shavuos HaPikadon? Right? That's going to be just if you read the Gemara in Ksuvos, right? With this question of Shavuos HaPikadon and just ask, and what about Shavuos HaEdos? Right? It would already be a question, but it depends on these all these deos in the Ramban. You know what the relationship is between the sugyas. Right? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it the same? That's already a Shavuos HaEdos. We'll get back to that. Shavuos HaEdos and Shavuos HaPikadon question. The more you think that Shavuos HaEdos, by the way, is about, you know, the Choshen Mishpat part, I would think, again, it's hard to know how to assess this, but I would think that the more it's the Choshen Mishpat part, the more we should care about the pragmatic element of it. Whereas, and if you think that it's more about the, you know, hafla and the shamos, the shamed, you know, the shame mamon, you know, shame Shavuos HaEdos and so on, then maybe it depends on the formal part. So this becomes another issue to add to the list, right, of the relationship between Shavuos HaEdos and Shavuos HaPikadon. Right, the most recent of which was the discussion on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, you know, of Kviras Dorim B'Alma Krovim B'Nishoseyem. You know, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Tosas HaRosh, the Tosas, and so on. The Rambam, I think, who's going with the Rashba, right? And which we'll see in a few days. Another example of which might be in Harsha. Okay, so this is a very critical question. Are you going to be mechalek between? On the other hand, Tosas isn't sure. Tosas thinks maybe Moda Miftar extends even Lachar Gemar Din, according to Reb Shimon. Then it's a different kind of a question. But even then, even later, Tosis will admit there are some lines in the Gemara which are certainly going beyond that. If you continue with this, again, maybe we'll have a chance to say, how does the Gemara go here? Just keep going a little bit more.
So, Amrele, Mamona Have, Mechavele, Korban Shua.
Yeah. Because that's the Pashtus, right?
Go ahead. Yeah. So Eispe Rabbi Shimon Amar Yachol Ha Amar Chaveru Anasta B'tisas B'tivu Hu Amar Lo Anasta B'tisi Hey Mr. Shorchas Avdi Hu Amar Lo Hey Mr. Lo Hey Mis Osh Amar Lo Avdi He Called It Shinai The Same.
So now we're going beyond obviously Knas Habas. Yeah.
The same as Aini. Who Amar Lo He Called It Lo Simiti V'Nishba V'Hoda Yachol Yechayev Talmud Lomar B'kichas Shmiyamizo.
Okay. My love. So the Gemara thought, my love, b'shamad b'din. Wow. Meaning again, you have shame knas, even la'achar hamad b'din. Right?
Yeah.
Tosis keeps talking about yichud kli here. We'll talk about that when we get to Shavuot Pikadon, but okay. Go ahead.
Love. B'shalom amad b'din, v'hamin d'reisha, b'shamad b'din, seifin nami, b'shamad b'din, diktani reisha, ein li ela dvarim, sh'mishalman alayim esakarin, tashlim ekefal, tashlim arba chamisha, v'onis pata, motzi shemra, minayin tamalom, mal riba heichid, sorry, can you?
Heichid am, idolo
amad b'din,
kele mi'ika,
kele amad b'din, kele mi'ika, ela p'shitik shamad b'din, midrash b'shamad b'din, seifin nami shamad b'din, amar lei,
special din. But again, that special din is what? I mean, the other things don't care about the shame at this point, because there is no modo miftar, right? And maybe only shuas apikadon depends on this shame, or maybe only shuas apikadon and morish knas labanav, or morish knas vito labanav, right? Hard to know, right? But it sounds like it's a special din in shuas apikadon. If you're going to apply to shuas edus, then you're assuming a very strong kesher between shuas apikadon and shuas edus, even regarding this halacha, correct? Okay, go ahead. Here we're going to be b'chalek, right? So this is part of the whole question. It's mamon l'horish l'banav, but it's still not mamon l'gabe shuas apikado. But you're still saying there's some sort of a shame knas. You're just saying we don't really care about that l'gabe yerusha. Okay, keep going. Just a little more. Eisvei, right?
Eisvei, rishon omar imlo.
Speak of likos ad shemei sa'av. That's after Gemar Din, right? Belongs to the brothers.
Whoa.
Right? Wow. Okay, go
ahead. Shiny Hassam Damarkra, Vinasan Haish Hashoke Vima, Lavi Hanara, Hamishim Kesef, Lo Zichta Torah, Lav, Ela Mishash Nesina.
Yeah, so what is that? Is that a special din in Zechia of Kesef Ones? Or is that, you know, that this is the only one where there's a shame knas? Or the only one where we care there's a shame knas? Like, what is this?
Bagra umesa umesa the hasam ki ka yaris aviami ki yaris aviamina ida ka yaris.
Yeah.
Ihachi yatsu elu.
So this is a key line that I just wanted to finish with. Okay. Ihachi yatsu elu shein knas.
Mamonu.
Mamonu.
Amarnachum rayetsa yatsu elu shi ikaron knas.
Ah. So again, this line of ikaron knas, which Rashi brings in earlier in the sugya. So again, without going into all the what the Rishonim here, just Rashi and Tosis, if you want to, and then Ramban and other, all the Rishonim get involved here is, you know, what do they think about motive knas pator? And what is the relationship between Einad Amorish Kanas Labanov and Chiyuv Shuasa Kadon? And then again, you have this Ramban, and what about Shuasa Eidos, Lekula and Mechumra? Just Bikitsur, we'll just leave it at this for the moment, is that this is a very, the Shaka Vitaria of this Gemara is just very, very important. It sounds like this Gemara is certainly likely weighing whether or not there is a shame, knas, even lachar hamada bedin, whether A, to distinguish between knas abat and everything else, right? And what about the relationship between the din of Einadam Morish Knas Labanov, the din of Shvuas HaPikadon, the din of Shvuas HaEdos, and the din of Moda Miftar? Are these all the same, or are they different? And do they depend on a shame knas or not? So the whole discussion of the Ramban and the relationship of Shvuas HaEdos and Shvuas HaPikadon, Ikaron Knas, that's what the Ramban is quoting, is part of this particular story. Okay, so then just to take a step back for a minute, because these are examples, obviously, which are, I mean, this whole Sugya Ksuvos and Ramban and that whole discussion is post Gemar Din, where Tosfos doesn't admit according to all lines in the Gemara, but mostly we've eliminated Moda B'Knas Patur as an active factor. It only remains as a characterizing factor with a Chiddush that, again, it could have said, Kodim Gemar Din, no, there's no shame mamon, even if, you know, he's not mode, because he could be mode, right? And even if lemaisa he can't be mode, but still, the fact that he could be mode generally is an indication that Gemar Din plays an outsized role, or that the maisa plays underachieves in that particular case. But he still could say that lachar Gemar Din, even kodem kabbalas hakasef, that this becomes, at that point, mamon. I mean, the shita that says that lachar Gemar Din, there's mamon, right, doesn't have to justify anything. That's understood, you know, in all circumstances. Anybody who holds that la'achar gemar din, there's still a stigma, there's still a shame, knas, right? So again, if it's not just exeris hakasuv, you know, about, you know, Yerusha, but it's anything more than that, if it's shuas ha'pikadon, or it's a dinin, you know, ein morish knasos, rather than being a din of, you know, shell, avia, bia, dove, and so on and so forth, then it's proof positive in the other direction, that, you know, mamon and knasos are different, that there's something called a shame knas. And then the question is, what depends on, you know, which dinim in all of this? And that becomes very cool. So you have to look at the Tosas Lamed Chesed Beis and the Tosas Bava Kamma, I think it's Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph, you know, the long one about Kamicha Chatzoi Bakar, about also distinctions between Korban, Shuas, HaPikadon and everything else based on these considerations, the Ramban, and all of these other things. Okay, to take a step back for a moment, and then just to establish some of the, like, you know, known rayas that Hamada Bedin or Gemar Din may play an important role. So I just wanted you to see, and then talk about Moda Miftar a little more if we have to finish this up on Tuesday. But again, mostly Tuesday we'll transition into Harsha. I get that little section. I love to give a little bit of base. Let's start with the din of the Gemar Bava Kamma. Okay? The Gemar Bava Kamma, Samachay. Mordechai, you saw it?
No.
Shmuel? Yeah. So what is the Gemar Bava Kamma, Samachay?
About the nature of the relationship between Karen and the Knas, which is, let's say, Kefil or Dal Vehei. Is there a difference between assessing how much you're going to pay? So
right. Now, let's say the object that you stole, right, changed in value, let's say, from the time that you stole it till the time that you end up in court, which could happen, inflation, it could be very many different things, right? Yukur Mizula is inflation, and it could be other issues also, what we call, Tlei Kedemikara, if there are physical changes in the animal. Gemara discusses whether it's talking about one case or the other case, but either way, that's the issue. Correct. So, what is the Gemara's formula? Rab's formula?
The Karen is Kain Shaganav, so the actual principle, which you could say is the Tashlumen, would be
Karen is Kain Shaganav, like you stole it.
And the Kefil, Kamicha, is Keshas Amad Abedin,
yeah,
which would seem to be more a creation of
Israel. Correct. So, the question is, where does this come from? The Gemara says it's Svara, or the Gemara has a Limud?
It has a Limud.
Okay, what's a limud?
from my time, Rav, Amakra, the middle of Chayim. From my time, Rahman, Gneva.
So it's Chayim Shnayim Mishalim, right? So Gneva Vachayim, go ahead. Achyel Karen. Kain Shagun. So here there's a major debate among the Rishonim how to read this. Right? Again, it's a big Maruba topic. I don't want to get too meshed in that. But Tosus Alatar, this I didn't give you to look at, but in case you learn, how many people here learn Maruba? Like, you did very well. See, it's good that we volunteered you. So now everybody should volunteer.
I'm not going to volunteer them.
What?
I'm not going to volunteer them. Then, the moral authority.
Like, you know, Mendel will say.
Yeah.
Sounds better in Yiddish, though. But, yeah. So, the Tosus Alat Ariel. No? Oh, I thought you were volunteering.
I didn't.
What? You never learned Maruba. No. But you're looking forward to it.
What?
You're looking forward.
Nice.
So, is Yeshiva learning Maruba or is Yeshiva learning the beginning?
The beginning.
I
think so.
Okay. But, yeah. So Tosus Alatar just points out that, you know, this is... do you really need a makar for this? Is that what the makar really, really is? So, can I bring my Baba Kama? Do you have it there, Shmuel?
No.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you'll be there, I'll do it. Okay.
Oh.
He's saying, I should say.
That's the good.
I like it. Yeah. Tosa says, Gufo Rav Karen Kain Shagana. Vim Tomar, my Kamashulim, Maslisa, the Beresha Gozo. Kala Gazon, the Mishalman Kashas, like Zela. But it's also on Yukra Vizula. I mean, Tosa says, what's this big deal? Rav was much later. He came up with, like, you know, he came into the Beis Medrash. You know, he gave a clap, you know. Said, I have something, you know, major to proclaim. Karen, Kain Shaganav, Kepel Dal, Vehe, Kishas, Marabedin. That's what he did. So they said, like, you know, Tosa says, it's a Mishnah. You know, it's a Mishnah in the ninth parak. Kalai Gazon. Everybody knows this phrase in Mishnah. Kalai Gazon in Mishalmin Kishas Agzela. So it goes back and forth and so on. Basically, Tosa says that basically the Chiddush is not that Karen is Kain Shaganav. Okay. Other Rishonim disagree with this. The Chiddush is a Kefil and Dalet Behe are Kishas Amadu B'Dei. And the Achil, the Karen Kain Shaganav means only Karen is Kain Shaganav. That's obvious because that's a Svara. Kala Gazana Mishalma Kishas Agzela. But what's not obvious is that it's limited, right, to Karen. The Chiddush is that Kefil Dalet Behe is Kishas Amadu B'Dei. But some other Rishonim think that that's not true. That the idea that Kefil Dalet Behe are Kishas Amadu B'Dei, that's not Xeris Akasu. That's a svara. 2 days in the rush. You saw Achmo? Rush? No. And they quote the Raivid in particular, which works very nicely for the Raivid, right? That the Raivid is of the opinion that the din of Kefil and Dalvahe Kishasa Mada Bedin, 2 days in the rush, I say one day the rush is like Tosis, the other day in the rush is this, that Kefil and Dalvahe Kishasa Mada Bedin is mi svara. Right, Avi, why? Because you see, Asher Yarshian Elohim, Veloam Arshias Atzma, and Moda Biknas is Potor. So, of course, you can't, until you reach Gemar Din, and the guy could be Moda Biknas, so, you know, in theory. So, of course, the Hagdara of the Chepetz is defined by its critical moment. The critical moment of Dawud Behei is Hamada Bedin. The truth is, again, we're not learning Maruba right now, but if we were, I would be showing you Makoros. There's an interesting Tosefta's there, some interesting Shita Makubetsis is there in Maruba, some of which seem to suggest that maybe you can be Mechaleg in different directions between Kefil and Dal of the Hay. Because the Pashtus of the Gemara is a Kefil Dal of the Hay, and that's the interesting argument. So again, let me take it back a second. So according to the Raivid and the other day in the Rush, right, which is that it's a Svara, that works very well, according to the view that, right, Bezdin and Moda Biknas, and therefore the role of Gemar Din, play a big defining role in Knossos. And the other view sees that as a gzeres hakasuv, maybe against the grain. So is that the makor for this din, or is that because really the trigger should have been koveya, despite the fact that gemar din plays a role, or because gemar din is just a, you know, technicality, but really the mechayev in knosos, like in mammon, is the maisa itself. There are different ways to say it, but definitely there are rishonim who think that. You know, that the reason it is exeris hakasuv is because, like the Tosas Rid says, I don't see, you know, it's exeris hakasuv because misvara dalad behe should depend on the maisa geneva too. Anyways, just to, you know, just to be a little bit more comprehensive, I say there are makoros. If you look at the Tosafta and you look at some of the Rishonim and Shita Mekubetzes, there are some who suggest to distinguish between kepo and dalad behe. So either suggesting that Dalad Behe might depend on Shas Tvicho Mechira, which is a fascinating thing, because Geneva, I mean, Kefal, of course, there's no separate trigger action, right? There's this the theft of the Karen, which triggers, you know, a kind of a Kasher Zomim retribution-like, if that's the case, you know, Kefal, but it's the same action. The Karen and the Kefal are one action. Dalad Behe, you have separate act, you have Tvicho Mechira. So Tzvicha Mechira are Tznai, right? And everything goes back to the Geneva or the Gemar Din, or Tzvicha Mechira. So there's lines in the Tosefta that seem to say that maybe Dalad Behei depend on Shas Tzvicha Mechira. Okay, that's one. What about the idea that maybe Geneva, that maybe Kefal, really depends, you know, all things being equal, on Shas Geneva? That also makes a lot of sense. Right, because, as I say, that's its trigger action. So, on the one hand, Geneva is closer to the Maisa. It's also, you know, by definition, you know, beyond it. So that's one makar just to think about, without going into more details for now. The other one, of course, is Ezra. Which other one would you pick to talk about? Let's say, do you see the Makos one? Makos Hayim and Aleph? What? Yeah? Okay, so what's Makos Hayim and Aleph? There the Gemara is talking about what? Well, what if, I mean, you know, we know what the Perek is about. What's the Perek about? Edom Zomim. Correct. So the Gemara wants to know, you can sometimes have interesting cases where you have a Hazama case, but where what? Where you'd be putter anyway because it's the Hazama is fundamentally inconsequential, pragmatically inconsequential. Right? What happens, for example, in a Hazama case where the guy who is affected by the false testimony, right, is already a Bar Chiyuva? I mean, what you're saying about him is a lie in the sense the details are a lie, and you're a liar, or you are liars, right, if you're talking about Edom Zomim, right? But the impact of your testimony is negligible or non-existent because he really is guilty anyway. Like, let's say this guy murdered, right, but he didn't do it on Tuesday, he did it on, you know, on Wednesday, or he did it on Monday. Or let's say he stole, right? But he didn't do it when they said he did it. But there are other Aiden that will establish that he really did steal that same object from that person. So the story is a lie, right? Again, there are still despicable people who try to exploit their Cheskas Kashrus, you know, and to corrupt it. We talked about that a lot, right? But in the end of the day, you know, they didn't have any impact through no fault of their own, you know, scheme, because the guy really is chayiv and he's already a bar chiyuva. Oh. So far you're doing well, Ezra. Saying well. So what's going to determine whether we care if the guy is a bar chiyuva or not? What should be the rule? If I said to you, I woke you up in the middle of the night, said, Paskin, you know, we do that all the time. So, like, what do you think? The guy is guilty as charged, but they're lying about him. But he happens to be guilty of the crime, albeit at a different time. And it doesn't make a difference. They should always be chayiv. They should always be potter. What do you think? What? Yeah, when should the Edom Zomim be charged for their crime, even though he's a Bar Chiyuva, and when should they not? It should depend on their impact, which depends on what, then? On the timing of his real crime. Correct? Let's say they said that this crime, you know, took place earlier. Right? And it's really, the truth is that the guy did steal, but he stole later. Right? He stole the same thing. He stole that guy's watch, or that piece of silver, you know, in that case out there. He did it. He's guilty. Right? But he did it an hour later, or a month later, or a year later. So the Edom Zomim should be potter? As opposed to the Edom Zomim said he did it on Wednesday. Turns out he stole that same, he really did steal that thing. Not a different crime. A different crime is each crime is separate. He stole that on Wednesday, he stole it earlier. He's already stole it Monday. What would you say? Makes a difference or not? It should make a difference, right? In other words, if it's their hazama, right, is inconsequential if he's already a Bar Chiyuva. But if he's a Bar Chiyuva after their testimony, they still try to criminalize him, right? You know, before they still try to create a chiyuv, which didn't exist, right? You seem a little tentative. Not sure. Or?
Yeah, I think it's.
Do you have the Gemara there?
No.
So this, I'm not making this up, but this is what the Gemara talks about. Except that the Gemara has a terrific description of this, which makes, you know, things a little more complicated. In what way? I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm just trying to. You have it there or not? Yeah, just read it. You can read it quickly. Okay. Is that the first case of the Gemara? That's already in the middle, no? Doesn't the Gemara first have the... Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. Don't they first have, like, the regular Mamon cases? Before we get to Tzvicha Mechira. Start from, if you don't mind... Amar Rava Bo Shnayim V'Amru? No, we'll forget about that. Okay, one second. The Gamla Parcha, we'll forget. Amar Rava Bo Shnayim V'Amru B'Chad Shabbat. That one. You have that? So Bo Shnayim V'Amru B'Chad Shabbat Horek Plonius HaNefesh. So what do they say? He said it happened. He said the murder took place Sunday. They said there was a murder, but it didn't take place Sunday. It took place Monday. Go ahead. Let's say even they said Friday, so they said earlier. Go ahead. Neragin. What's the bigger Kiddush? Even Erev Shabbos. Because it sounds like he already was guilty. When they pronounced him guilty, he was already guilty. Correct? So why is that? The answer is, because even though he might have been guilty, go ahead. He might be guilty, but he's not subject to death yet. Right? My Kamashmal and Tanina. Hashniya Ptura? The answer is Seifa Mashain came Bigmar Dinit Strichalei. What does that mean?
This
keep going. Same exact case, but instead of the Din Torah being about when he did the Avera or did the crime, right? And it's what? It's when the Gemar Din of the crime was. Okay. Velaod. But they only came after, right? Einel Neragin. Go ahead. So the Gemara says about Nefashos that being a Bar Katala already, which is what determines whether or not you're Chayev or not for Hazama against him, right, is determined by Gemar Din, the Chayin, in Tashlomei Knas. That's the key line. Go ahead. So they're saying that you're not chayiv, you're not a bar tashlumin or a bar chiyuva for knasos kodem amad bedin. Right? That's a very crucial gemara. Keep going. Okay, but had the same thing been about not knossos? Let's say it was about a halva, right? The guy, the two Adam came and they said ploni or a nezek. He burnt down the guy's field, right? And then the other guy said that's not true. That isn't what happened, right? It didn't happen on Tuesday. It happened on Monday, and there was no gemar then. So what would be the story then? They would or wouldn't?
They'd
be potter. If they said that he burnt down the guy's field on Tuesday, and then two Adam came along and said, not true, you were with us on Tuesday. But as it happens, he burnt down the field on Monday. Nezek, not Knas. So that is he considered, he's already a Bar Chiyuva. They were made about a Bar Chiyuva, so they'd be potter. Correct? You agree?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. You know. Okay. So either way, but what comes out of this Gemara is something very fascinating. And that is that with regard to Nefashos and Knossos, the critical moment for Hazama to be defined already as a Bar Chiyuva is Gemar Din, or Hamadab Din, whatever you want to call it. And when it comes to just a regular Chiyuv Mamon, Alva, Nezek, whatever the case may be, it depends on the Maisa Hamachayev. So Tosus here is this is a very, very famous makor. It's famous because of Rabbi Kivager, but the Gemara itself is just, you know, so interesting. So what does Tosus say about it? Ezra? Saw? Tosus has a technical explanation, a very fascinating one. Right? Aval vaday linyan mamon, he fleshes it out. Lo. Dikishim eden de bechad b'shabas ganav. Ubo shnayim b'omer de be'er of shabas ganav. Right? Bar chiyuva. Right? Lo. How's that go? What's the bach? Right? Lo todinenu lebar chiyuva. Go ahead. The kol kama de lo nigmar dino. Right, b'mamon have a kar levada shavoidim v'yaidu. Avoidus nefashos, and he could add here, he should add here, maybe he should have added here. And knasos, tabina dushav v'chakira, right, oz vade amina the kodim shenigmar din, lo have a bar chiyuva. So Tosa says that the difference between them, right, again, it's mysterious. It's mysterious in the Gemara. Right, the Gemara just says that the hagdara bar chiyuva, that's koveya for hazama, is for nefashos, and knossos is gemar din. And by implication, they're saying that that would not be true in mamon. Otherwise, you wouldn't say v'chein legabe knas, you'd say v'chein legabe mamon. That's what Tosas is bringing out. Tosas is saying the difference here is a difference between the likelihood of conviction. When you are made about somebody doing a ma'isa aveira, how close is that to a sealed, you know, conviction? That's fascinating, right? So he says, well, dine nefashos, right, the standards are more ambitious or, you know, higher, right, as we know, all the differences between mamonos and nefashos. Therefore, the difference between having edim and accusing with edim, right, and assuming that that's fait accompli, that he's going to be, you know, found guilty, right? It's an assumption you can make more in mamon and less in nefashos. And what about knossos? That's interesting. I mean, knossos doesn't have the restrictions of nefashos. But apparently it has some, maybe. Might be relevant to that, too. What? Well, I mean, not... okay, maybe. Maybe. Doesn't say it, but maybe. Maybe. Even when they're already edim, I mean, not mamash mashin to buy in, right? Not if there's mamash mashin to buy. I mean, even if we just know the edim are coming. If he knows edim are coming, can't be bought. Okay. Okay, maybe. He doesn't say, but maybe. Either way, Rabbi Kivager came up here with the beautiful formulation that you know is very, very famous. Ezra, you have it? Gilui Nashas? It's one of the most famous ones, you know. If you ask people like, you know, what's the most famous Gilui Nashas that you know, this is likely to top the list, or be one of the top three at least. I'm guessing it tops the list.
Okay.
What?
Right?
Well, I like that very much, but if you want to know what I think is most, you know, yaduam before some out there in the world, in the oilam, as they say, this one would be probably number one. I mean, you could also ask me what about Pasach b'dechamra, you know, v'siyim b'deshachra, right? That's a pretty famous one too. I probably think that would be number two. Yeah. Go ahead. Meaning, there are procedural issues that are lacking, but the mechayiv of the shasa chiyuv and the mechayiv is the ma'isa avera or the ma'isa gneva, the ma'isa hava, the dini mamadis, the trigger action. You know, whether anybody knows about it or not, is makes him a bar chiyuva. That's what he says, right? Mashen can go ahead, biknas. To the kush to the milsa, eno mutal all of the shalem, the kozman lo chivu bezin, eno mechuyiv klal. Right? V'chem b'dinei mash, defashos, debemesh yodeo ha'emes, shahara glab bar katala, eno lo chiv klal lahamisas atzmo, v'leik achiv rak al pipsak bezin, that's a bit of a chiddush. I mean, not in Lamaisa, but conceptually. V'achilok nirenachon ubaru bezus Hashem yisbarach. Okay. He knows that it's not exactly a perfect mashal between defashos and knas. Knossos. But basically what he's saying, this is a very strong formulation that the trigger mice alone is not Mechayev. Right? The Gemar Din is Mechayev. What?
I'm saying, I think more substantial.
Say that again? Oh, you mean you want this is your way of trying to expand the list and challenge... I hear that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get
the... You mean the one in Maruba?
What?
You talking about the one in Maruba with the Gra?
He quotes those, right? He quotes
Lots of say Shemaim yourself. Oh, you mean you're talking about in the Fashos? Yeah. Oh, I thought I'm giving you too much credit.
I don't know.
Like, I thought you were talking about the Gra in Meruba and the Rabbi Kivega in Meruba also.
No, I'm not in the Madrid.
So, no, I think he's saying, I mean, he's saying that it's a very strong formulation that the
Gemara. You're high in Medina Shemaim. So, he understands that he in Medina Shemaim is.
In Knossos?
You're not
hiding. There's no chiyuv. Let's be dinah shemayim. Right. Right.
So he's just saying that
you're not. In one case, you're bar chiyuva, whether we know it or not. But kamish shemayim galia, you're bar chiyuva. And when the edim come, it turns out you're bar chiyuva. But in knasos, you're not a bar chiyuva because the maisa alone is not what's koveya. What's koveya is the gemar din about that maisa.
So why
is
that saying more than
Tosfos? Why is that saying more than?
Why is that saying more than Tosfos?
About there not being a chiyuv l'atzis Shemai? I'm not sure it is, but it's connecting it to this amazing gemara. Tosis doesn't say that in Makos. It's connecting it to the, unless Tosis means that by Knossos.
Okay, so there's no Yisod that can let it to the thing,
I mean, it's a big Yisod. What?
The Yisod is in Tosis, we're just saying that.
Rabbi Kivager is applying it in a way that defines even bar chiyuva. Right? You might say that there's no chiyuv l'atzis Shemai, but it doesn't mean you aren't a bar chiyuva. I think he's saying even more. Look, maybe from other remade in a Mesa Matzma Russia or whatever. Lamaisa, you don't have an obligation, Lotsa Sidei Shemai. I mean, I think that they work very well together, but he is saying something very powerful about Bezdin's role in being Mechayiv Knossos, not just in implementing, you know, the collection of Knossos.
Even if that's the case,
so
is it not just saying that you're not
going to
be mastered in anything because
there's
no chiyuv
l'atzis
Shemayim?
Sorry? The
lotus
of Shemayim is an indicator.
Maybe you're just saying that there's no
chiyuv. No, I think he's saying the Gemara is about being a bar chiyuva. So he's just saying, he's saying you're not a bar chiyuva. He's illustrating it.
No, there's no chiyuv to pay whether Dini Adam or Dini Shemayim.
Right, because he didn't do it. He's not chayiv.
He has chiyuv to pay Dini Shemayim, so there's a hefzeh.
Well, yeah, it's more than Medina Shemayim. Yeah. As a Chiyuv Medina, if by Medina Shemayim you mean the way the Gemara uses it, it's much more than that. He's Chayiv, just that we don't. There are just laws of evidence. Klapei Shemayim Galia is Chayiv Legamri. He's Chayiv Medina Adam too. Not just Chayiv Otzisi. If you mean Otzisi Shemayim the same way you mean it in Kamle Bedraba Mine or in Akones, it's much more than that in Dini Mamanus. In Dini Mamanus, he's actually Chayiv. The second he stole money, he's Chayiv. He's a bar chiyuva. We just may not know it, so there's still laws of evidence. That's our chisar. In Knossos, there's no mechayev. That's very powerful. No, I think he's saying there's no mechayev. I think he's saying that there's no mechayev. Okay, one more, just we'll stop here, but the Rambam. Okay. A Yitzi, the Rambam? The Rambam, the Ravid, really, is what I mean. An imperic base of Muskaneva. What's that about? Yeah, if you have a bayad lo ifshita in the Gemara that has bayad lo ifshita regarding some of the cases of tzvicha mechira, right? A whole bunch of stakos in the Gemara and Meruba. So the question is, when you have a bayad lo ifshita, what do you, is there tvisa or not? Correct? So what does the Rambam say?
That there is tvisa.
That there's tvisa. Yeah. Because it's a suffek halacha. Right, the suffix dina. You have the Rambam. Anybody have the Rambam here? Base to base. Okay, what does the Ravid say? Yeah, but why? The Ravid says there's no din of tvisa because it's a bayad lo ifshita, and since it's a bayad lo Ariel. What? Go ahead. You have it. Yeah, that's important in general. The Rambam holds that tvisa is going to work in Knossos. Even in Knossos where there is a safek, halacha, right? Sveikadina. What does the Ravid say? Beautiful language of the Ravid. Go ahead. The midin, again midin.
Midin pasuk
velo safek. It's a beautiful language, meaning he's saying two. There are three things in the Ravid already. Ariel, one. Okay, Yitzi. I like to promote this, you know, this call Yisrael Raven Zelazet thing. Number one, the language of
whether it's like Mamon, it's concerned Mamon or not, whether it's stuff that's draft or
go in order, just read it again. Oh, it's not up to me. Yeah, you fooled me. I never do it, and for one time I did it.
He was just looking for hope.
No.
Good. Three things to point out. Go ahead. What? Number one, that's critical. Meaning, Knas is a Chiyuv Bezdin. Okay, that's very strong. That works very well with the Raibid in. Again, Dal Dehek Shasamad Bedin, as we noted, but that's a natural halacha, not exeris and kasa, because that's the Zman Achiyuv, and that's where you're connected to Moda Beknas. Go ahead. Bedin Pasuk below Safek, right? So that's not so obvious either, meaning, what's he saying? That's another assumption. You'd see that what? Safek Dina is Vadai, not a Psak. That's what he's assuming. It's a very appealing idea, but it's not something which is necessarily muska malakol. He's saying it's not, because you couldn't say, oh, it's a suffek psak. Right? He's saying no, whenever there's a suffek dina, there's vadai no psak. Right? Okay, that has nothing to do with knossos. That's a statement about suffek dina and psak bezdin. The statement about knossos is the one about bezdin creating the key. What's the third thing I want from the Rambam?
Tfisa works for Knas.
Well, he's saying that's why Tfisa doesn't work for Knas. But with the language, how does he describe Knas? Correct. Yoser Mima? Do you have it there? Yeah, so what do you think about that? Are all Knossos limited to Yoser Mima Shehizik? Either they're a set amount, or especially Palganiska Knasa is even less. Right? So is this a Remez? I think other people suggest this also. Is this the Ravid being Merames to the Shita that we mentioned the other day, which is that Palganiska Knasa might be different than other Knasos with regard to part of the din, at least, of Moda Miftar? He does what he's saying is that. The Gmar Din is Mechayev, or the Psak Din is Mechayev, Bezin is Mechayev, Knossos that are more, right? Maybe Knossos that are less have a part character of Tashlumin to them, right? That's like we were talking about, oh, what about, you know, Onus and Mefat? Better or worse? What about Karen? Better or worse? Shoshim Shalevet? Better or worse? Right? Palganizka? Better or worse? So, the Ravid, again, it's hard to know. Maybe he's just playing it safe. Maybe saying, Vadai, anything that's more, right, which is not Nezek, but which is, you know, excessive, is a creation of Bezdin. Right? And therefore, you need Din Pasuk Belis Safek. This is a beautiful language. The Din Pasuk Belis Safek. Therefore, Safek Dina is Vadai, not a Gemar Din. But you could have argued on any of those. You know, it's 2 points and then a third formulation. Correct? So that's another good example. I have to run, so just one other thing just to mention very quickly. The Lotzei Sedei Shemayim issue, Tosa talks about this a bunch of places, and the Gra points this out based on the Gemara in Meruba. Ellie, what's the Gemara in Meruba about the Lotzei Sedei Shemayim in the Knas, you know? Did you learn Meruba? Also in the Aruba. Tebi, anybody? Any Tebi guy? Tebi guys?
Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did learn Aruba.
I didn't
know. No, but you learned Tebi.
I mentioned that.
Yeah. So he wants the...
What happened with Tebi?
He wants the Aruba to set him free.
He what?
Wants to set him free.
No, but we all love Tebi and he wanted to set him free.
So he now says two.
Exactly. And then he was so happy, right? Anybody have the language in the Gemara? Ayin Dalet? Is it Ayin Dalet or Reis? I forgot to remember. I forgot to remember Baba Kama.
I have Baba Kama.
Oh, there's a Baba Kama here? Oh, I did bring a Baba Kama. Oh, you're giving me a Baba Kama. Thank you. Oh, yeah, right, right. It's all coming back to me now. Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is the story. Yeah. Maisa Barabba Gamil Shasimas Ein Tebi Avdo. It seems so cruel and mean. Right, he was making a party because he knocked out poor Tebi's tooth. Right, but we should always be Dan Lakaf Hevedonis Kala Adam Lakaf's Chus. Right? So the real reason that he was so happy is because this allowed him to free Tebi. What's a tooth, you know, in exchange for his freedom? So Rabbi Gamliel was happy for Tebi. Right? So much of the Rabbi Yeshua, imagine this, talk about a downer. Right? Omar Lo. Yata Yodea should Tebi Avdi Yatza Lakeiros. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ah, did you hear the good news about Tebi's tooth?" So after first saying like, "Oh, how terrible for Tebi! I hope he's okay," he said, "No, it's good." Baruch Hashem. So he said, "Amalo Lama Amalei Shasim Bisi Yaseido Amalei Ein B'Dvarecha Klum Shekvar Ein Lo Edim." He said, "You know, all that, you know, pain and anguish, that whole tooth thing. You know, it's all for naught. There are no Aden." So the Grub and Rabbi Kivager, that's what I thought Ellie was, you know, trying to make points here, but says Shekvar Le Nir Beinai Shma Mina the Aflatzis Yedei Shemayim Ain Tzarich Beknas Below Aden. Otherwise, what would be a downer? Rabbi Gamliel will say, "No, big deal. This is still my chance." Right? To Yerushalmi Per Gimel the Ksubis. Right? The Huadin Abak Ribis. But Nemuke Yosef Cholek and Ayin Begrun, that's a whole diyun. If you look at the Rishonim Alatar, some of them discuss it as well. So Rabbi Kivager has a whole thing here in the same daf, but okay, we'll leave that for now. So this is a question: what about Lotzei Sudei Shemayim? 2 days in the Rishalmi, Machlokas on Rishonim, right? Again, there's no Lotzei Sudei Shemayim if there's no Mechayev at all. So similarly, in that also in that Gemara about Shein Va'ayin, the Ramban and the Rajba in Bava Kama have a Safek. Let's say you poked out, you know, Shein Va'ayin, and the Gemara Din was only later. So you have to, you know, can you be Govek Knas L'Mafreya for something that you did? Right, that's also an interesting question. Or, for example, the Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel also discusses the question, can you be mochel knas lifnei gemar din? Is there mechilas knas lifnei gemar din? And let's say, you know, you owe somebody knas and they're mochel. So again, the Sanhedrin people will recall we talked about this, because it's a double question. Is it a mechila question, mechilas davar shelo bali olam, or is it a knas question? Is it really a davar shelo bali olam lifnei gemar din? In the light of what we said, maybe different knossos, different, you know. So that's an interesting question. The Gemara has in a number of places a discussion whether or not your chayiv, the din of kamalei midraba minei applies in a case of knas. We know it applies in mamo. Does it apply in knossos? So why would it matter whether it's knas or mamo?
Wasn't that so sharp?
What?
Wasn't Be'o Sosha? Only Nechuyah.
Exactly. Yeah. Meaning, or the point is that the Kamal Midraba Dina Mitzarev, usually it's one Pu'ula doing two Maisim, right? So, you know, but the Pu'ula and Knas, if it ends up being more of a T'nai than a Mechayev, the trigger action, so then it's not Kamal Midraba Minei. So there are numerous other examples of this. It's a double question. What happens when you do the trigger action, and to what extent is that trigger action really a maisa? Now you could still say it's really the maisa, it's the mechayev, but since there's still a din of modo miftar and other things, so you know that kind of gives the appearance of you know tamping it down or dampening it. Or no, these modu miftar and other things, you know, are a legitimate, accurate reflection that the trigger maisa is just a tanai. That's the question. By the same token, again, Gemar Din, anything that highlights Gemar Din, you know, whether it's Eden Morish Shua or Modo Miftar or Shua Sapikadon or Shua Sa'edos, that's because Lemaisa gets rid of the Modo Miftar, or because that's when it becomes Momo. That's what's so important about that Ksuvas Membeis Sugya and the Ramban here about the whatever. Even after Gemar Din, sometimes there's a shame Knas, Lagabe certain Dinim, Morish Knas or Shua Sapikadon or Shua Sa'edos, or to distinguish them. So that's like just the bigger picture. But our sugya is very important for this whole issue. So I'm just going to talk about the Ksos, Siva Sisto, a few other, and then Raibid, just very quickly. But I want to start really mostly Harsha on Tuesday.